Visiting today with Senator Darcy Yek for District 26. He's running for re-election, and today, pretty monumental time, you were actually endorsed by OCA, AFR, and Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So what does a big endorsement like that mean to you?
Well, it means the world. I've worked with these groups since I've been in the Senate for 8 years, so they're my people. I grew up on a farm, and my district is, for the most part, ag and farm, so it's a good fit. I've been the Rural Caucus Chair in the Senate for about 6 years, so we do a lot of communicating with these groups and other farm organizations groups, so it just means the world. I'm very honored to have their endorsement, that's for sure.
Well, and one thing that all three of the groups mentioned is that you somehow have the ability to listen to both sides, and we know that's a pretty big gift.
Well, that's just what I've been taught. I think there always are two sides to an issue. We get a lot of calls and emails from time to time, and I appreciate hearing those, but I do want to hear what the other side of the story is, whether it's coming from a lobbyist or a constituent. I'm very concerned with what their concerns are, and I want to get to the bottom of it, but sometimes it helps me do my job if I know really the perspective they're coming from, but also what's on the other side of the issue. I think it helps me gain a better understanding of what the issue is, and helps me know where to go from there at that point.
Well, and of course, you mentioned issues. There's a lot of them right now, with farmers dealing with inflation, ag producers dealing with drought. What are some things that you're hearing from the folks that you represent?
Yeah, so in this election, the primary and now the runoff, we've knocked on a lot of doors. So a lot of the concerns I'm hearing on the doorstep, and there's nothing more grassroots than what you hear on the doorstep. That's one-on-one, and you don't know what those issues are going to be coming from behind that door. But, yeah, people are concerned about inflation these days, with the price of gas or what they're paying at the grocery store. People are very concerned about that. Well, from the ag side of it, what we've seen with fertilizer costs, and not only repair costs, but just availability for parts for some of these ag producers, is a real challenge. So those are some issues that I'm hearing from. And then throw in what we've got this year to deal with the drought that we haven't had in a long time. So it just adds to the challenges they have. But I've been a farm producer myself for a long time, grew up on a farm. So to a certain extent, that's farming. You got to take the good years with the bad. And this is one of those years that's going to be a challenge. But we'll get through it. Whatever the issue is, we'll get through it. There's a lot of good people in these organizations that we've talked about that are there also fighting battles for the producers out there on the ground floor. So they're carrying that mail for those guys, and they're carrying it to the Capitol, and I hear from them all the time, and I welcome that.
Another issue that a lot of folks have been talking about is finding workers, you know, having people to go work on the farms, not just in farms, but really everywhere. How do we get people back to work?
You know, it's interesting. People are needing employees. We're at a place right now, and there's a help wanted sign out front, and that's not unusual. That's not the exception. But yet, our unemployment rate is almost at a record low, so it really doesn't almost fit. So I don't know how we get there. I don't know how we get people to come back to work. I think that's been a challenge that we've seen since COVID started, whether that exacerbated it or not. I really don't know, but that's a challenge that we're all going to have to deal with. And it's not just on the ag side of it. It's also in with all businesses. So that's going to be a challenge we're going to have to work on, for sure.
Well, you mentioned being an ag producer. We've got a farm bill coming up. So what are your views on the farm bill policy?
Well, I do expect Senator Lucas to be front and center on that. So I am, for one, I'm glad that he's up there representing the ag community. And he carries a strong voice. He's been in that position for a long time. So I really welcome the fact that he's going to be the one up there carrying the mail for us as far as that goes. So we'll see what comes from that. Again, Oklahoma's fortunate to have someone that's been in at the Capitol of Washington for that long. So because he's got a lot of contacts, got a lot of relationships with folks, and he represents us well, been in those leadership positions for a while, so there's no one I'd rather have up there than him. So I'm thankful that he's up there for now.
Absolutely. You talked a little bit about redistricting. So what are you winning and what are you losing after they redistrict?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. So the district I inherited, the eastern part of it is Kingfisher County, which is where I live. And currently the district I inherited goes all the way west to Texas. So so that's Kingfisher County, Caddo County, Blaine County, Custer County, Beckham County, and Roger Mills County. So after this last census, my population was down, as were most rural areas. My population was down about 4,000 people. So in that process, we've lost Roger Mills County. That going forward, that'll go to Senator Murdoch up in the Panhandle. We also lost Beckham County, which is Elk City and Cheyenne, but that'll go to Senator Howard and Altus. What I'm gaining is what I didn't have in Custer County, which for the most part is Clinton and Weatherford. So now I have, or the winner of this district, Senate District 26, will include the whole county, which will include Clinton and Weatherford. So one of my goals going forward in redistricting was to make this district remain a rural seat. Had I not picked up those populations in the rest of Custer County, the district likely would have gone more towards Oklahoma City or Yukon or Mustang. I really didn't want to see that happen. I wanted to stay a predominantly rural district, which is what's happened. So I'm very thankful for the district makeup the way it is.
Well, you mentioned you do have a runoff election. So what would you like folks that maybe don't know you or haven't, you know, worked personally with you to know about why they need your vote?
Well, thank you for asking that. One of the things I've learned is when I went into the Senate, how little I knew just about operations up then. I think, obviously, I've learned a lot in the last 8 years. Some leadership positions have come my way, some committee chairs and some other positions that help me do my job better. They help me represent my district better. The fact that I'm the rural caucus chair, the fact that I'm chairman of some committees, those aren't positions that I necessarily sought. I didn't go after those and campaign for those. They just came my way. I was tabbed for those for whatever reason, but I welcome those leadership positions, and I think the fact that I'm in those leader positions really helps me do my job better. Plus, the relationships that I've made with not only my colleagues but also agencies, whether it's Plain Arthur with the Department of Ag or all the different agencies, and my constituents. So when someone calls me with an issue, no matter what the agency, at this point I've probably got a relationship with the person in an agency that can help me with that issue. So that helps me do my job, and I think I'm a lot better doing that now with those relationships than I was going forward. So I think that's an asset not only for me but also for the constituents in Senate District 26.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate
it. Oh, and remind everybody to vote.
Please vote. August 23rd is our new favorite date. So August 23rd is the new date. So get out and vote. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey. Absolutely.